It's Monday, March the 24th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. On this week's episode, we are talking about a new board game that we
can't
just
really
experienced.
Call it a board game.
Oh, a card game. A group adventure time game.
There you go.
Picks of the week and our standard audio blogs to follow. But first things first, a little bit of housekeeping. I have to apologize to all you listeners who are listening to this episode, because chances are you just finished listening to last week's episode, which coincidentally is not up yet.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember that we recorded... Remember last week we recorded late at night?
Yeah.
So I got tired.
Okay.
I did not want to do it the following day.
Okay.
The day after that, I wanted to do it. Then we had a power outage here in the city. So I just didn't do it. The next day, a little bit of spoilers, I bought an Xbox One, and I've been distracted by video games ever since.
Yeah.
So I haven't still not put it up.
Okay.
All I hear are excuses.
I like it. I like this. I like these.
Did you just not hear my excuses? I'm not saying, you know, there's the reasonable excuses. I'm just saying they're excuses. All right?
I like this. I like this.
So if that ever happens, you're wondering what's happened, feel free to message me on Twitter at Vincent Sanchez. Or you could just complain to Anthony at Kill or I Can't Kill. Or even Blave and Blave.
And I won't give
or
a crap.
Even our actual Twitter, which is at TNIAB.
Yeah, maybe one of us will respond to that. Or Facebook. You know, speaking of social networks, I noticed in this past week, Blavin Jaramillo has been posting
on
the Twitter.
Why does this make it on the show?
I
don't understand.
It's nuts. Do you know what else he's been doing?
What?
Posting on Instagram.
Oh my god. But do you know what's even more amazing?
He's been using filters.
And he's given himself profile pictures.
Oh!
It's just, I mean, you go to his Twitter page, it's not an egg with a blue baby blue background.
I can't handle it anymore.
It's like, this man has conformed to the peer pressure of society and social networks.
I'm really proud of him.
I am putting my hand on my face because this literally caught me off guard. How did this make it on the show?
Though I'm still disappointed you don't have a profile pic on your BBM account.
Okay, I'll get to that. But, I mean, what the hell, guys?
We're just saying, you know, when there's big changes in the world, we like to report on
them
fast.
This is important. CNN breaking news.
How is this important?
One day, when you are not the president of the United States of America, people will ask, hey, when did Blavin first make his public appearance?
And we will have that answer.
That is today. Or a week ago.
What is the first thing you guys saw that I put on my Twitter that got you guys, like, to see it?
Must have been something to do with magic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not the content, more the fact that you posted.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't really care what you posted. I just noticed your name popped up in my feed. I'm like, what is this?
Oh my god.
At first I thought someone hacked it. I'm like, wait, no, there's some magic cards and some dude with a hat.
Yes,
so,
I did view. So the other thing too is that I didn't realize that once you share it on Instagram, you can just share it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I did the same.
You cross posted?
Yeah, I did the same post.
Yeah.
On two things, I'm like, wait a minute, there must be an easy way to do this.
Yeah.
They must have already thought of
this.
Did you
also cross post it to Facebook?
No, I should now.
Yeah.
Oh wow, you guys.
You just hit all the
buttons.
Yeah. Wow. On Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Instagram is the one I should start with.
Yeah.
If you're doing a picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Cool.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are still instances where I prefer just to skip Instagram altogether and just post to Twitter.
Okay. All right.
But
When you don't want just a square picture and you want it to be widescreen.
Yeah. Well, the problem with Instagram is Twitter doesn't support it anymore. Remember?
Who doesn't support it?
Oh yeah. So you have to click on the link to see.
Yeah. And I've always preferred it when people take the time to just post the picture on Twitter so that I could see the preview in my feed.
True.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Versus having to wait for the Instagram to load up. So. Small issues here and there.
All right, so here you go. So my Instagram is Blavin_Blave.
Uh-huh.
B-L-A-V-E. Uh-huh. And on Twitter, you can tweet at me at BlavinBlave. No space underneath. So the other one is Blavin_Blave. And Twitter is at BlavinBlave.
There you go!
So proud.
We're so proud of you.
Oh,
here at
Three
Nerds
and
Basin. We are so, so proud.
I'll make you guys proud.
Yeah.
Next we gotta get TJ.
TJ on there.
Silent man number fourth chair.
His tweets would just be three dots.
It's gonna be impossible.
Yeah.
It would just be an ellipsis.
It'd be ellipses, hashtag ellipses, hashtag ellipses.
Oh man.
You know, we get the most emails about you, right? If people ask about you.
Yeah, all the time. We just don't read them.
Yeah, they're like, who is TJ? Who is this man?
Who is this secret boy wonder?
Yeah.
No one will ever know.
No one.
He's like the Batman of the podcast.
100%. Subscribe to me. Woo!
You mean follow.
Follow me, follow me. Sorry, I'm still getting used to the lingo.
You're not providing anything for anybody. Yeah, I know. There's no reason for them to subscribe. Okay, they will follow if they like you.
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay?
Follow me.
There you go.
I post pictures of darkness.
Darkness.
What? So when we were at the power outage, I was out with a friend eating dinner, and when we were out, the lights went out.
Yeah, so that
was really weird. Well, I got half off my meal, but it's okay.
Well, there you go.
I also dropped one of my orders, but they couldn't make another one.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Ugh. Okay, before we jump right into that review, let us, we got a short letter in from Peter.
Peter Malak.
A.K.A. Alias Angel Alias.
Peter
Malak. Oh, what?
And he basically just says,
yo, bitch, where's the last episode?
No. Our fans are not that greedy, because we don't have that many fans.
True.
All he wants to comment on are the concert you guys went to. Kiari Pamu.
Don't tell me you were there.
No, he just wants to tell you that his two favorite songs are Fashion Monster and Goodbye Teacher. He also links a music video for you guys to check out. I will email it to you guys eventually.
Goodbye Teacher?
Yeah.
That's the new one.
Yeah. Are you talking about Hajime no... It's... Oh, Goodbye Teacher. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
So we'll sing it for you.
No.
Fashion Monster!
That's the wrong song.
That's one of them.
First one's Fashion Monster.
But you said we were going to sing...
Goodbye Teacher!
No, I'm done.
Guys, that sounds like the same song!
I was about to say that. Leave for me. And Blaze, shut up, Blaze.
I hope you guys enjoyed that.
That's right. Blaven's little brother's in the room, and he is just...
He's jamming out for
whining. He is just air guitaring to it right now. He is loving it.
Weebs.
All right, let's get to this review. So the card game we picked up today by stroke of luck. And...
Yeah, so we should tell you the concept and the story about how this
happened. Sure.
So Vince was...
let's set the stage, okay? We took a day trip to Toronto.
Yay.
Because we were like, yo, we got to get our...
four straight dudes.
We got to get our Japanese fandom on. I wanted to get some toys and Gundam kits. And Blaven and his little brother were like, I need to get my Vanguard on!
Yeah, we were trading American cards for Japanese cards. There you go.
And Anthony needs to point at shit he can't buy.
Yeah!
Even though he found stuff that he could buy.
And then didn't buy it still.
Yeah.
And then we're making fun of him for it.
And I realized that I need to buy gas tonight. I was like, no.
What?
So we ended up at 401 Games on Yonge Street.
Which is not...
free advertisements over here.
Which is not on 401 anymore. It's like on 508 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went in there and let's do some trades. Vincent noticed on the shelf that there was a card game. So what drew it to you, Vince? What drew you to it?
Definitely the box art.
Yeah?
So you guys know I am the biggest fan of retro games. Oh. Like, the biggest fan of the retro games.
You know, you're not.
What?
The biggest fan of the retro games.
You're completely right. But I can appreciate nostalgic box art.
Yeah.
And 2D pixel art.
Okay.
So the box art looks like classic Nintendo packaging.
Okay.
But what got me even more was that the expansion pack beside it looked like classic Game Boy packaging.
You got it.
Yeah.
So the game that it was called Boss Monster.
Boss Monster.
So Monster. We didn't know really what this game was about.
No.
But stroke of luck, somebody asked one of the shopkeeps what it was about. And we all not stealthily, obviously, eavesdropped by standing next to them while they were having their conversation.
I kind of felt a little rude. I kind of, like, crowded in, like... I basically jumped from one side of the store to the other to listen. And then I just didn't even try to make it discreet. I was just like, yeah, okay, I'm going to just listen.
It was pretty funny.
Like, back turned listening.
Yeah. It's not even like you were facing anything, either. No. Pretending like you're looking at something. You were facing open area.
With my back turned to the guy giving the conversation.
The worst spot.
It was so funny. And then, so, he told us that in the game, you basically, each of you is a boss monster.
Mm-hmm.
And you make a dungeon for heroes to go through. And if they don't make it through, you get points. And if they make it through, they hurt you. And your goal is to get 10 points, or 10 points. And if they hurt you 5 times, you're dead.
Yeah.
So... that was enough to sell us right there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
As a group. And I had a lot of store credit because I traded in a lot of my Magic cards. So it was good to turn it into something that all of us could play.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get rid of these cards in any other store in Hamilton. So this was a good place to get it traded away. And yeah, so we played it. What did you guys think about, like, the rules and everything? Did you guys find it hard and some...
So, when we first played it, I thought this thing was overwhelming.
Yeah.
But then again, that's just like every new board game, card game mm-hmm. we play. Rules seem overwhelming. It's actually really simple.
Yeah.
And once you're into the groove, it goes away pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea that we play all separately as evil bosses.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
our job is to basically wreck the classic-style Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So, the hero characters, what's cool about this game is that a lot of the characters, the boss and heroes, are based off of established heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can tell, but they're named differently. So, there's a guy that looks suspiciously like Arthur, looks suspiciously like Link.
Oh, Capcom's Arthur, you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks suspiciously like Jace the Mind Sculptor.
From Magic.
Looks suspiciously like Voldemort and Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. My favorite card is the one that just says Assassin. And it's Assassin's Creed.
It's got Altair on the front, pretty much.
Yeah. And, yeah. So, we also got the expansion, because it was quite cheap.
Yeah.
And, man, it was a blast to play.
Yeah, I gotta say, this game, you know, it's very simple.
Yeah.
I will say, if there's anything wrong with for me that I had issues, I felt like I never had enough
cards,
spells,
cards slash opportunity. Like, I wish I had more choices that I'd have to deal with.
Right.
Like, I feel like because the card limit, the hand limit that you start out with and usually have is so low, you can only choose between option A or B.
Right.
As opposed to going like, oh, I want to go. Can I go A, B, C, or D? And right. then could I have backup options with my spell cards? But I mean, there are rounds where I didn't even have spell cards, and I'm just waiting for my next turn.
I understand.
Yeah. But I do like the concept of, oh, hey, when it's not your turn, it's your job to buff the heroes so that they can screw with your
opponents.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's one of the greatest mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the art is really a selling point for me. I mean, it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah, the simplicity of it all and, you know, the nostalgia trip and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, what did you think about it?
I actually had a lot of fun as well. I kind of have the same complaint as Vince, as it's really, or at least for me, it seemed to get really hard to get spell cards again. Because spell cards are the ones that you use to interact with other people.
Yeah.
And usually I found myself after getting the two initial ones, usually I'll get about one more.
Like for the entire
game? Yeah, for the entire game.
Yeah.
And then I'll the rest of my turns are just spent, like, just waiting. And there's not really much interaction.
Yeah.
But I like building the dungeon because the card effects can work off each other.
Yeah.
I like one of my favorite cards was, it's like a Minotaur maze, and when a hero first steps on this card, you send them back to the last card.
Yeah.
So you can just be like, take 4 damage, step on this card, go back, take 4 damage again, then keep going through the dungeon.
Right, right.
And it's like you have an extra floor pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and there's a lot of cool stuff like that. I'm excited to play with the expansion because it seems like there's more options to buff heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also on top of that, you can give them equipment and then you can take the hero's equipment and use it for yourself.
Yeah.
So that seems like a lot of fun. And maybe it gives more interaction mm-hmm. It gives the more interaction that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, it was really fun.
Yeah.
So I think this is a hit for me. I really liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The spell card thing, yeah, there's not a thinner deck, but I mean, the game's usually over by then anyway. So that's why it goes by fast, you get more rounds.
As soon as you hit epic monsters, then it kind of gets...
Epic heroes. Yeah.
Then it gets fast. It gets really fast. It's either you're dead in one or two turns, or you win in one or two
turns. Yeah, there is a set limit, a time limit on this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like an indirect time limit. When you get there, it's just, it's over.
I can also see once, like, we get the rules, like, totally down.
Yeah.
Like, just this game just flying.
Yeah. 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 Again, like, great game. My only thing is I just wish there was more content. Like, everything from more bosses that we can play as.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there's only, like, 8 of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. More interesting spell cards, because I found that there's like one or two that are just really cool when everything else is kind of ignorable.
Kind of like Assassin.
Yeah.
Assassin's really good.
Yeah. I don't know. Counterspell's pretty awesome. Yeah. Like, that is just too good.
Freeze is good.
Yeah, Freeze and Counterspell are like, that's it. Don't need anything else. But yeah, I also wish the hero cards, like, it wasn't just flavor text.
Oh, you want them to do something?
Yeah, I want them to do stuff.
I think that's what the expansion's for. I think maybe the expansion will really add a lot more depth. I guess for next time, we can just update you on what the expansion is like. We haven't played with it, but I really think that it adds the layer of the game that we are looking for.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, big hit. You guys check it out if you're a fan of, you know, retro games or, and also the card games that you can play with your friends and deck building and whatnot. This is a good one.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a very
the price point wasn't so hard either.
That's what I was saying. Like the value alone is there. Like it was like $18.
Yeah, yeah.
For the entire thing.
Or, you know, two Corsair Crew fixes.
That's true. We did not buy this game. Blaven uses
he traded
his
for
trade
it.
Value of Magic cards. Ding! Mr. Baller over here walks in with his binder.
Vince is so surprised that I could just pay for everything with other cards.
Yo, you spent like $150 with just Magic cards. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's like I traded literally two cards for a pack of how many cards is in there, you know? Like
you bought so many other cards.
Yeah.
It's like cards for cards.
Yeah, it's kind of like a drug deal, you know?
Sure. You but just legal. Don't smoke them.
Well, not yet.
Well,
and know. They're reusable.
I thought my phone was off, sorry.
Wow.
My bad.
Podcast faux pas!
My bad.
Alright, you guys want to rate the Boss Monster board game? Card game?
Yeah. All right. What was our rating system again?
I don't know.
Out of five.
What is
numbers.
It? Oh, is it? What is it, though? Is there like a thing that we're reading?
I don't know.
Is it Jox? No. Jox is old.
Jox was the old one.
What was it?
And it was like the less Jox it got, the
better
it was.
Well, what is it?
Go back to Jox.
No. What was it, though?
It's just points.
I think it's points.
Oh, man.
We can give it something.
Oh, man.
How many?
Five heroes out of five.
How many Magic Kid butt cracks?
You're giving it five heroes out of five?
I give it five heroes out of five.
All right.
I give it four heroes out of five.
Four?
Yeah, just because it's missing that interaction.
Yeah, I gotta go with four. Though, because of the value, it should be a five, but I'm going with four.
Yeah.
Based on the quality of the product, not the value you gotta add.
Nah. Yeah. So there you go.
So silly. Alright.
Boss Monster.
Boss Monster! That's a new song.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get it.
Go ahead and get it.
It's time for our picks of the week. So, picks of the week. Let's see, Anthony. You can open this one up because I didn't get a chance to read yours.
Mine was super boring. So, you guys remember Flappy Bird?
Nope.
Yeah,
you do. And so, the guy, big news story, he took it all down because he was feeling, I don't know, stressed about the whole thing. Getting too much media attention.
Yeah, getting too much money, eh?
Yeah.
He's feeling hot about it.
Yeah, and so, recently, he came out to say that he's going to bring it back. But not anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that means he's going to, like...
What does that mean?
Yeah, if he's going to, like, redo assets and maybe not just be a Mario ripoff.
Mario.
Or...
Mario!
Or if he's just kind of like, you know what, I got enough money, I'm going to wait till... I'm out of it, and then I'm going to put it back. But it seems, what this reminds me of is when rappers quit the rap game, and they're like, yo, I'm done. I'm done with rap. I'm going to move on to other things.
Like Jay-Z.
And then they're like, wait a minute. Rap was really beneficial for me. It made me hella cash money.
Made me money, opened some doors, kept me in the spotlight.
Wait, I'm coming out of retirement. And he's pretty much...
Man, you can only do that once. And you got to wait like 10 years.
Yeah, he is the Jay-Z of the game industry.
Yeah.
So, good for him.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, I still haven't played the Flappy Bird yet.
You don't have to. You press the screen and it flies. And you fly.
Sounds like fun, man.
It's not really.
Okay. For my pick of the week, I got two. First one's going to be about... Well, they're both about robots. But the first one's about Gundam. So, it's Gundam's 35th anniversary this year. They announced a couple new things.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, final trailer to Unicorn Episode 7. Looks hot. It's coming out in April. Look forward to it.
I still gotta watch 1 through 6.
Well, don't worry, because we are doing a...
Marathon?
OVA club on that.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Hot.
So, look forward to that.
I'm down.
And then they announced the next thing, the new actual Gundam Project series.
The Fighters 2.
The thing that's going to come after Age. So it's called... I've only seen a shortened form, and it's G-Reco, like G-Reco. And all I know is that it takes place after Universal Century.
Is it going to be Greco-Roman stuff?
I have no idea.
Greco-Roman robots? Caesar in a robot?
I might even be getting this information wrong, because I just skimmed the Japanese press release.
Okay.
So, I'm pretty sure it's G-Reco. That must be short form for like G-Reconquista or something.
Conquistadores.
Yeah, so I don't know. Cool. The one that I'm excited for is they are redoing the original Mobile Suit Gundam anime. Not like a remaster, a complete renewal version, basically, based on the manga. Cool. So it fixes some of the continuity errors in the original anime. You can get all brand new drawn art. The trailer for it, actually, it starts off with Little Char.
Widow Char?
Is it the one where there's like a kid in jail?
I don't know.
Because I saw a Gundam trailer recently. I didn't know what it was for.
I can't quite remember. Okay. I also didn't watch all of this either.
Okay.
I just read the thing. So yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that because I have never seen the original Mobile Suit Gundam. I'm sure I'll like it. Mm-hmm. But now that this has been announced, I don't care for the original. Yeah.
Cool. What was it called again, that one? The remake?
The Origin? Gundam The Origin.
The Origin.
Yeah. It's a manga right now, I believe.
Interesting.
My other pick is the brand new Transformers cartoon that they announced. And in our show notes, I attached a picture of the art style they're going with. And it's a picture of Bumblebee.
Oh, I saw this.
And Bumblebee, he the current Transformers cartoon... is very CG,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Transformers Prime. It finished. It wasn't very good. This is going to be a direct sequel to that.
Mm.
But what's interesting is it takes place right after the finale of Prime, and slight spoilers, at the finale of Prime, Optimus dies,
uh-huh.
and Megatron decides not to be evil anymore. And Oof. He flies off into space to be just a crusader. Like he just journeys off into the universe.
Turns into Han Solo.
Basically, he leaves. Starscream goes up to him. He's like, "Let's kill these Autobots. They're leaderless now." He's like, "I'm done. I don't want any more of this. Later, bye."
So, like, Optimus Prime was like his gay robot soulmate then, and since he's not there anymore, he has no reason to live.
Well, sort of. Yeah, that's how the relationship has always been.
Okay, just making sure.
Right. Just no one's denying that.
Just checking in.
I mean, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah, you can.
So. It's a direct sequel. So this is the first, I believe, the first Transformers cartoon where Optimus, and when I say Optimus, I'm including Optimus Primal, is not the leader of the Autobots. It's going to be Bumblebee.
Ooh.
How is he going to talk?
This is also the first Transformers cartoon, I believe, which is not a battle between the Autobots or the Decepticons.
Hmm. Who are they fighting against?
That's the thing. At the end of Prime, the whole point was we are calling back people back to Cybertron to rebuild it.
Mm.
And so no one knows what this is about, but it's a big shift for Hasbro to take with the license. And it seems very interesting. I really dig it. I dig this idea. I mean, honestly, it sounds a lot like what's going on in the comics right now. And since the fans are all up on the comics, I guess it was the only obvious move to take.
Mm.
The only problem is it's a sequel to Prime, and I didn't really care for anything that happened in Prime afterwards.
Yeah.
So it's like, as interested as I am, I'm not expecting too much. But I do like the art style. It reminds me of Animated. Transformers Animated, where it got things out very cartoony. So
Nice.
But yeah, those are my picks. Blaven, I know you have one that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, so if I were to ask you guys, like, in the last decade, what is the most influential movie to come out? What would you guys say? What movie series?
Last Jig, it's up to 2004?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, there was a lot of movies that came out in that time
period. Wait, hold on.
But the most influential film of the past decade?
Like film series franchise.
Film series franchise? Wow. It had to come out after 2004, so I guess that rules out Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of.
Let me see what year it was from the original.
Okay.
It was in between the last decade.
Well, I have to say Transformers.
Okay.
All put right. giant robots on the screen.
2004, right? We got till 2004.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
No.
Yeah.
No, Fast and the Furious 2001.
No, Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, but he said a series. No, like...
specifically Tokyo Drift.
No. Mm. No.
Tokyo Drift.
Anyways, continue.
It is Step Up.
Oh, God.
Come on, guys. Oh, come on, guys.
We're all trolls.
Come on, guys. Come on.
You know, I should have said Twilight.
Yeah.
I should have said The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Tokyo Drift.
So, yeah, Step Up is coming out with a new
Again.
Movie.
Wait, is this the sixth one?
I think so.
Or fifth?
Three, four, fifth, fifth. Okay. So, this one is going to be called Step Up All In.
Ah! Does that mean it's the last one?
I don't know. So, they're all... not they in- are in, They are in Las Vegas, and they have their own show, and they got to win this, and they're bringing back a lot of the other older people from all the other step-ups.
Hot.
So I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to go see it as a group, and I'm going to get you all popcorn.
As a unit?
As a unit, we're going to pop and lock it before we go in and stuff.
This sounds great.
Right, guys?
I can't wait.
Right, guys?
I can't wait. We didn't even see the last two.
Oh,
buddy. I haven't seen any of them.
I saw the third one. Well, I was super hammered.
So I saw a bit of this trailer. Channing Tatum's not back, right?
I hope he is.
Maybe he can be like the sensei.
He was
like
back in the second one.
I think. Yeah, for like a cameo.
Second or the third one. Yeah, he came back.
Oh, wait, yeah, he did the dancing in the club and then he.
Yeah, he took off his shirt.
That was the best part of that movie.
That was a good part of that movie, but
no,
not the best.
That was the best part. What, dancing in the rain?
That was a good part, too. Yeah. Is that the second one or the third
that's
one?
Second, that's the finale of the second one. She's dancing in the rain.
So good. What?
This movie.
These movies are called dancing movies. The dances.
What was the movie? Where the guy did a bunch of capoeira moves and the other guy just like Superman punched him in the face.
That's Never Back Down.
Never Back Down. Well, I wish that was a franchise.
Mm. No.
It was just a series of fights.
No.
You know, so a little tangent. Did you know in the first Step Up, Channing Tatum married that girl?
Yes.
Wow.
Good for him.
I didn't know that.
In real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a kid.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Tates. Yeah. See, this is what happens.
He danced into her dreams.
Yeah, man, like, this is what happens when you dance. You know,
I can't believe they're still together because Step Up is an old film by this point.
2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, dancing really expresses, you know, have you guys ever seen Take the Lead?
Like,
no. Antonio Banderas?
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie. Come on, guys. You know me. I love musicals. I love dance movies.
Okay.
I love dancing.
You don't know where I learned how to dance, Anthony? It's from these movies.
Cool. Okay, so when's this been coming out?
I don't know.
Is it in 3D?
Yes.
Ah, oh, shit.
Do we have to see the 3D one?
Yeah.
In IMAX?
Yeah.
Oh,
so exciting.
Well, I'm glad there's at least one person who's excited for this film.
And it's me.
In the world.
In the world.
Not even the actors are excited about it.
In the world.
Oh, man. But yeah, that is my exciting news.
Awesome. Just... You know what? I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
How about we just move on?
Yep.
Hello, listeners. Did you know you can email us at 3nerdsinabasement? Well, you can. Just send us an email at tniab.letters@gmail.com and we will read your message on the air.
Let's go into a week's. Anthony, why don't you open up? What you've been doing?
Finish Lightning Returns.
I heard that's an alright game. That's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
That's alright.
So, like, the time mechanic, completely...
We love it.
...useless.
Okay.
Like, it's there for story purposes, and they built the story around the countdown.
Is it there to build up game length?
Yes.
Okay.
By the time you hit, like, 3 days left... If you've done enough side quests to get extra days, like, there's nothing to do. I just skipped through the last 3 days, and I still got the best ending possible.
Wow.
Not joking, every single quest is a fetch quest.
Thumbs up.
Be at this part of the map, go across this map, collect me 10 of these, come back.
I love it. I'm sold.
Don't play it.
I love it.
If anything, this should have been like an Advent Children movie.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The story wrap-up is nice, but I don't think it's worth sitting through.
Are you saying what I should do is just look up the ending on YouTube?
Just watch the cutscenes.
All right.
Like, if they made this like an Advent Children movie, it'd be fine.
Yeah, okay.
It's just not fun to play.
Okay.
I bought Dark Souls 2.
I'm excited to hear about this. Sure. Tell me about it. Do you love it?
That game's super fun.
Because I'm going to go buy it tomorrow.
Like, the only issue it has is, like, mad frame rate dips.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, at one point you'll be walking around. It's, like, 60 frames, super smooth, just chilling. And it's, like, three enemies appear. It's, like, 28, 25. It just dips, like, super hard.
Oh, yeah. I heard if you just look at the floor.
Oh, if you look at the floor, it's so smooth. It's the best floor you've ever seen in your life. Yeah,
that's what I heard.
But as soon as you want to look at the background, it's like, I don't know.
Can't handle it.
Yeah, it's like, it's too pretty for me. But the game is really fun. It does the things that all Souls games do. It gives you that sense of adventure. It gives you that sense of satisfaction when you beat, like, any enemy. Like, in every game, every enemy is lethal. And they'll wreck your stuff.
Yeah, you know,
even what? Tiny little zombie pigs.
Yeah.
They will wreck you.
I was going to say, like, you know, the other Souls games, yeah, they've always looked interesting, but I've never really cared too much about them.
Mm-hmm.
But just the hype around this game, and I've been reading a lot of reviews, I'm like, whoa, this is like the best reviewed one. And it's like, this looks like the most approachable one.
It is. So they've streamlined so many different things.
And I went to watch Twitch streams, I watched the first hour of gameplay, I'm like, hey, this looks kind of all right.
It's a lot easier to understand what to do. It's, like, just playing the game is easier. But the thing is like, they realize that they've made the controls better. So that means the enemies are also better, which is cool.
That's totally fair. If you make your controls better, I completely expect the enemies to make up for
that. Yeah, and it's cool because, like, in the old Souls games, like, holding up your shield forever is, like, the ultimate strat, and it just can't be beaten.
Mm-hmm.
And in this one now, you have guard breaks. And you can guard break people that invade you. Enemies can guard break you. So you don't want to... You got to, like, watch out what you're doing and stuff.
Right.
Magic is a lot more viable. Instead of just being, like, an endgame, like, mow over everybody thing. And it's... Yeah, it's just really good. The world of Draglek is pretty sick.
Draglek.
I'm still a little...
It's not Drag Lake.
I'm still not sold on that name, but it's okay.
But it's cool. There's a lot of branching paths. It doesn't tell you where to go when, like, there's an initial path that you follow, but once you get to this kind of hub world they have, it's really just go explore, go on an adventure.
Yes. Yes.
And there is no one. You just got to go figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's really fun. I can't say anything more. Like, I'm
before spoiling it.
Not before spoiling it, but I'm also not that far.
Oh, really? How far are you?
I've been playing for, like, 8 hours, but, like, just learning everything and constant dying is a slow progression. Yeah. Like, I've beaten, like, 2 or 3 bosses, so...
I heard it's the long game.
Yeah, so have I.
So
it's cool. I'm excited. The end game stuff in those games are always cool because, like, the enemies get crazy.
Right.
And traps get ridiculous.
Right.
So that'd be fun.
Cool.
They've also added a lot of cool PvP stuff. So, like, in the DLC for Dark Souls 1,
mm-hmm.
You could, like, get a spell that turns you into a vase.
Right.
And then you could just pop out and stab people, like, hide in the environment. So that's back. They also have one, it's a ring. So when you summon a friendly ghost, they get, like, a white aura around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you know they're friendly. But you can get this ring that just puts a white aura around you. So even though you're evil, you can kind of trick people into thinking you're good. And then it's like, oh, you're fighting all these enemies. Cool, backstab.
Yeah.
Get wrecked. And it's really sneaky, so you really got to be on your guard at all times.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's really good.
Cool.
And then I've been playing Final Fantasy X HD Remastered.
Have you been playing this, or you just popped it in because you wanted to see?
I popped it in, and I got to, like, the second save point of the game.
So wait, have you met Sin?
I saw him. He like sucked me up after ruining my Blitzball game.
Uh-huh.
I was chilling out listening to Otherworld, and he's all like, "Hey,
meow, meow,
meow." Yeah, see, and then, but I did compare it. Like, I put it on the opening scene on my PS3,
mm-hmm.
and then I put it on my PS2, and I just switched inputs as I was watching it. Oh my god, so much better.
Yeah,
it's and so apparently people are complaining about the new score. Like, the new musical
the
score?
The new score is... I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, what's the complaints? Like...
That it's not the original. That they ruined it.
Oh. So it's new, burn it with fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
We hate change.
Listen, this is an improvement because it's not the old one.
Yeah. It's like when you first played Final Fantasy III on the Super Nintendo and you listen to that soundtrack. And then you listen to the new one, the Advance, and you're like, it's not as good because it's better.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. I don't know. So that game, so like, I played a lot of these HD remaster things.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I put one in, like, for example, Ocarina of Time on 3DS, I put that in and I'm like, oh yeah, that's what this game looks like. That's what I remember it looking like. I think Final Fantasy X is the first game where I'm like, oh no, this is better.
True.
This is a little bit better. I think it could pass for an early PS3 game. The only thing that gives it away is their animations.
Animations and voice acting.
Voice acting, whatever, because it's like a Tales game.
True.
But animations really give it away. When you realize like how limited things are, you're like, okay, that's the polygon count. There we go.
It's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun just hearing Titus go like, listen to my story.
Yeah.
And they're all chilling at the end game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah. Did you choose standard or expert sphere grid?
Oh, I chose standard just because I didn't... I like having my characters start out as set classes.
Yeah, okay. That's what I like. That's what I picked it for, too. Mm-hmm. And I also heard there's more spheres in standard for you to max out stats.
Oh, really?
So you have more chances to max it out. It's just that in expert, you can just branch out wherever you want.
And you start wherever you want.
Yeah, and you start wherever you want. It's just... Like, you can make Kamari a black mage right from the beginning if you want to.
Is he meant to be a black mage?
No, he's like a lancer. So he does.
He's a lancer slash blue mage.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, Mars.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say. Like, it's Final Fantasy X. Like, I don't know what else
you want. Yeah, you got
favorite characters. Go.
Mine?
Yes.
Titus.
You.
Orin.
No one seems a fan of Lulu, huh?
Oh, my... Like, Orin beats her by just a little bit.
I really like Lulu.
I thought
Lulu's was... my favorite girl character.
No, Anthony. I asked for your definitive favorite character.
Yeah, Orin, because he's like, listen, I only need one arm, and then when I do take out my other arm, I'm just going to wreck you.
Is that for Limit Break?
He does. In his final Limit Break, he pulls out his other arm, and I think he uses it to like set a tornado on fire, because he like slashes it, he makes a tornado with his sword, and then he spits his alcohol into the tornado.
Hot.
Literally. Because it sits on fire.
Yeah. I'm one of the rare few who love Titus.
Ha ha ha.
Everybody else hates him because he's like, such an annoying little boy. Always crying.
My dad's sinning.
Actually, you know, I do like his dad, though.
Jack's cool.
I just got to the part where you learn the Jack shot. And I remember, and going through that memory, don't worry, son. You're not the only one who can't do it.
Oh.
No one can't. I'm the best. Lulz.
Yeah, that's kind of a dick.
He's the best. He's the best. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like 7 hours into that game. I'm loving it. Having a great time.
Like, where did you fight Sin for the first time on the boat?
I just got the second summon. I got Ifrit.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Ifrit.
My least favorite part of that game was going through all the summoners as solo Yuna.
Oh, that's like near the end, yeah.
And then also Mount Gagazette.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, look, I'm going to zombify your team and then use full cure. And then you're dead.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool. Yeah. And that's everything you've been doing?
Yeah, that's mostly the new stuff. I'm playing League and stuff like usual.
All right. Well, I'll just continue on from there. After Final Fantasy X, I managed to stop playing that game for a bit to watch Frozen. Hey, that's a great movie.
Yeah. So did you hear, apparently, Frozen is going to, like, push the homosexual agenda on our young females? You hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I know, because it's crazy. And some pastor was on a radio show saying that it was gay propaganda.
Oh, what?
Yeah. This pastor was on a radio show saying that Frozen is gay propaganda and it's pushing the gay agenda on our children. And it's secretly brainwashing.
Okay. I guess so. I mean, whatever.
Even though they're sisters
and
they don't do anything.
Like, romantic. If I was going to tell that story, I'd have to throw incest somewhere in there.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Just gay propaganda? No. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But no, I was going to say, when I first saw that movie, they kept talking about, like, an act of true love. And I'm like, okay, I get it. I saw it from my life. This is not Prince Charming saves the day. And I'm like, okay.
Charming's also a dick.
Female empowerment, yeah, that seems very modern. Okay, I'm cool with that. I always wondered how they were going to do it, because I didn't know if they were going to make the one sister, like, the real bad guy. Mm-hmm. And but it was clever, because I really didn't see the twist coming.
Oh, with Prince Charming being
I did not see that.
And how severe of a D-bag he was.
Because I was so focused on this is a love story between sisters. Mm-hmm. And how sisterly love that I was blindsided. I was like, all right, you got me, Disney. You got me. I will say there's some wicked, wicked choreography with the way the ice stuff forms.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when she makes her ice castle.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. You okay, Blavin?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
No, yeah, don't worry about it. But yeah, I haven't seen this movie.
Oh, sorry, bro.
No, but But I know all about it because everybody talks about it. This is like the Naruto thing.
Oh, self-fulfilling prophecy.
This is like the Naruto thing where everybody talks about it, so I know all about it. And so, yeah, I've only heard good things about this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys haven't been singing the songs, because I know I would be.
Oh, you know what?
Can you sing me a song, guys? No. Sing me Let It Go.
I don't know all the lyrics.
All I know is the beginning of Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Okay, let's hear it.
Build a snowman.
Yeah. Oh, go, go, go!
No.
Do you want to what?
No, shut up. There's no snow outside. I can't do.
There's snow outside.
No, there's not enough.
There's enough.
I can make like a garbage snowman. It's like part salt.
Yeah. Okay.
Gross.
But yeah, no. So Frozen's great. I totally recommend it if you haven't already seen it, because apparently everybody else has, since it is like the top grossing movie of the year.
Yeah.
It's up to number 15 on the and top movies of all time.
Isn't it like still in theaters?
Yeah, and it just got released on DVD and Blu-ray
while it's still in theaters.
Yeah, like
which
last
is nuts.
Week. Yeah. Whoa. Can you believe that?
They're just like, we got to get this out right now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So it no, I enjoyed it a lot. Was it better than the Lego Movie? No. But
Lego Movie was something special.
I can see why this one's highly regarded and why it won the Academy Award, if I'm correct.
Did you see the theories that Tangled and the Little Mermaid are in the same universe?
And this.
As Frozen.
Really?
So like because in Tangled they said they're gonna go to at the end of the movie, they're going to go to, like, a Nordic place.
Yes.
And then there's a couple that suspiciously looks like
Ariel?
The couple from... no, from Tangled.
Uh-huh.
So it's the Rapunzel with the cut hair.
Oh.
And but they're only shown from behind. So it really looks like them. And so they're like, oh, maybe they went to go visit as a cameo.
I gotta look this up.
And then also they said that the ship that sinks in the movie, the back of it looks exactly like the one that has the treasure where the shark is.
Wow.
In The Little Mermaid. And so that they might be in the same universe in a different timeline.
Wow. Disney theories are the best.
Yeah.
Man.
They're ridiculous.
Never even awesome. Seen Tangled either. Thanks for the spoilers.
Cool. Neither have I.
What?
You guys haven't seen that movie?
No.
I think Tangled's better than Frozen.
Yeah.
You guys owe it to yourself to watch Tangled.
I'm too busy doing push-ups, bro.
You can watch it and do push-ups.
I know.
My point is moot.
I don't see that. Your TV's big enough. I don't see the problem.
Xbox Tangled.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna do that.
Xbox Frozen.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah. No. So the other thing I got this week, a little you probably already guessed, I bought. Actually, no. I'm gonna say that I bought 3 Gundam kits weeks ago. I told you guys about them. They arrived last week. I built them all, and they're all here with us
in the
recording
rooms.
Studio.
Just saying that.
So I'm gonna start with the most basic one. The high-grade Nobel Gundam Berserker mode, Neo Sweden.
Yep.
Sweden.
Where's the hint?
I gotta say, this Neo Sweden chick is probably almost a flawless kit for 700 yen.
Yeah?
It is so solid. When you pick it up, I'm like, man, this doesn't feel like a kit at all. It feels like a toy. My only concern with it is that it does not have polycaps in the ankles.
Ah.
What that means is when you move the ankles, they like to pop out.
No.
Because what you generally have, right, is like a ball joint, and then there's like a socket. It's missing the socket piece.
Ah, okay.
So, and I don't know why they didn't put it into the kit. Like, and because she has like these high heel designs, like it really makes her limited what she can do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have never built a Gundam kit, I totally recommend this one. It's so easy. You barely have to do any panel lining or painting. This is one of the few kits you don't need to paint at all. They give you all the stickers you need. And it looks great. I mean, it's also a Sailor Moon Gundam, so if you're just not into that, then maybe look elsewhere.
Yeah. The one thing I noticed, though, that this has really the same, like, also another kit that's really solid for high grade, if you can get the Sandrock, Gundam Sandrock, yes. He's also very solid like this, so if you're not into Sailor Moon, you can get Mad Scythes going on.
Yeah, but Sandrock is not as cheap as Sailor Moon.
Whoa. Did you say Scythes?
They're like Scythes. They look like curved and stuff.
Okay, so the scimitars things?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, Scythe is reserved for Death Scythe, bro.
It's in his name, man.
Yeah, yeah. The next kit I got was the from the Build Fighters line, because you guys know I've been loving the Build Fighters.
Sure. Really? Wait. No way.
It is the Campfer Amazing. It's Amazing. Yeah.
It sounds like the name of a summer camp.
It's the kit piloted by my favorite character, Tatsuya Yuki, president of the Gundam Club. And it is a pretty cool kit. It's nice and bulky. It's beefy. I like the color scheme. I like the changes they've made to the Campfer. His armament is my favorite armament of all, like dual pistols. That's kind of like my thing. My only problem with this kit is that, one, it's a lot of stickers you have to apply. They're all the orange stuff. And you don't get enough stickers either.
Like, to be show accurate?
Yeah, so the show accurate stickers, all his thrusters on the insides are supposed to be that same orange color. They don't come with that. They expect you to paint it. Oh, wow. So I just went with silver. And I'm like, oh, you know, it doesn't look as cool because I didn't have orange. Also, his head has white stickers.
Yeah.
But I thought the white looked so cheap, so I put silver on it instead.
You're crazy.
And then, as I was painting it, I slipped out of my hand and it dropped all into the paint.
Oh.
And I spent like 2 hours trying to get it off. I didn't know what to find. You know what worked? Mr. Clean's Magic Eraser.
That thing is dangerous.
Man, I don't know what is in that thing, but it worked. It took it off, no problem. Just add water, Magic Eraser.
So it took out all the things.
It took out all the paint.
The thing the Magic Eraser cleans is scary.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like it cleans everything. It's a CLR in a bar.
Yeah.
It's
magic.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I felt like if that came anywhere near my mouth, I would just die.
So the thing is, like, when I was cleaning, I was like, should this be touching my hand?
Yeah, like, should I be wearing gloves for this?
Like, but the box is totally safe. Just don't consume. I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever.
You can tell me what to do, box. Yeah. I'll eat it if I want to.
So the Campfer Amazing is cool, but the best thing about the Campfer Amazing is his amazing boosters. Because, so he has pistols, right? But his pistols, all his weapons are modular. So you get a pistol, and you get, like, this attachment. So you can turn the pistol into a machine gun.
Oh, what
And then
the
you
hell?
Can add on the barrel to make a beam rifle.
Oh, my God!
And then, so he comes with two of them for each, because he has two pistols.
Oh my God,
and
mind blown.
So, but then if you don't like the gun options, Yuki's known because he's very much a close quarters combat person, and he has knives right on his hips, which are just stored with a click, which are pretty cool.
What?
So he's totally loaded to the teeth with weapons. That makes him cool. And then, of course, if you know you just don't like that, you could just take the boosters off, and they become giant cannons.
Giant cannons is the way to go.
So
you can store this inside?
And so you can store the entire rifle inside of the cannon.
That's insane.
Yeah. So what I usually do is like I give him the pistols and I put the cannon inside so that he has the gun at the top.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, no.
I like how like as Vince was doing that, like the transformation of the gun in front of Lavin's face, it was just like, oh my God, what?
Because back in the day, I mean, the biggest thing I had a problem with was my Gundam because I couldn't put my stuff in.
Yeah, he can keep all his accessories
on
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big deal, Anthony.
Like, the problem, like, that's what I hate about, like, extra hands and, like, other things, is you just don't know where you're going to put them. Of course, the real gem of the three kits I got was Gundam X Mao.
Oh, God.
Yo, guys, this kit's amazing.
Is the Campfer amazing?
No, it's beyond amazing, man. It's done it. It has sold me on the idea of Gundam. It is so cool.
Gundam X, man.
Yo,
get on
I don't know
show.
If it's because I just like Gundam X or if I like the Gundam X design or the changes they've made to Gundam X, but I think it's really hot. I will say it's got too many stickers.
Yeah, I saw that.
Every indigo / lavender color on there is a sticker.
No freaking way.
That is not, like, color separation is not what this kit is about. It is just stickers everywhere.
Oh my god. And it's always so awkward. It's like, do I put it right at the edge, but then it looks a little bit off on the other edge?
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah, like the color on his V fin is a sticker, and that's the one that annoys me the most.
God, I love the lavender though.
I love the coloring. I just think, oh, why does it have to be a sticker? Why couldn't it be plastic? So if they ever make a master grade of this with like proper,
like a skeleton,
yeah,
and screws,
I am there. I love the satellite cannon. I love how it's underslung. I love how it comes with a beam sword and a beam saber. He comes with a beam shield. Rifle. I don't know if you remember X having that. Like X, the original Gundam X had a shield that was also a gun.
The harmonica driver.
Yeah.
Oh, the harmonica driver. He doesn't have it.
He has it. I don't display him with it because I don't like the way it looks.
Can you hear this kid, please?
What?
That's like one of the best things.
No, ever. I think it looks ugly. I think it looks ugly.
The harmonica driver is awesome. The goddamn name is harmonica driver.
Does he play the blues on it?
Anthony, just stop.
I don't know what it is, man. All I'm thinking is taking a giant harmonica and driving it into their body.
Wait, are we talking about the same thing? Or are you talking about the X-Divider?
The X-Divider, yeah.
What's the harmonica? No, the harmonica driver's that thing.
Well, no, it's called the X-Divider.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing you're talking about, though, right? The seal that splits it open, and then there's things that shoot inside.
No, I'm talking about, like, a beam shield. Yeah. Just a regular shield.
Yeah.
And there's a gun in it.
Oh, that's not the one we're talking about.
No,
holy
the Buster Beam Shield. You're talking about the X Divider, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
You don't get that? Does he not have it in the show?
No, because that's an add-on. Like he erased that from his Mao redesign.
Not so keen now.
Yeah, yeah. But no, so these undercuts are cool. I totally recommend all three of them to beginners. I'm like so close to going full completist on the Build Fighters line.
Yeah, it seems like it.
As you know, today I bought two more. I got Bear Guy and I got the Italian Dandy. Wing Gundam Fenice.
Okay, it's called the Gundam X Divider, but it's also called the Beam Harmonica.
Okay. So it has two names.
Because in the games, he goes Harmonica Ho, which is like Harmonica Cannon. Yeah, and I was like, is that what he just said? And I looked at him, oh, there it is.
Okay, yeah. No, so it's cool. But yeah, I completely recommend these to everybody. Next week, I'll tell you guys about the two I just bought.
Bear Guy?
Yeah.
Bear Guy.
I think that might be the greatest Gundam ever.
It's so good.
Yeah. I might really fill mine up with cotton.
If you can somehow do it and still close it, I'll power to you.
I will.
Really?
I will. I just gotta buy cotton.
It's the one. Hack Bear Guy. Their original.
Yeah, they were re-releasing that.
Oh, really?
Already?
Yeah,
yes.
They're releasing it because they're re-releasing the... Remember the other Build Fighter series you watched?
The OVA?
Yeah, the 3-episode OVA.
Yeah.
They're re-releasing those kits.
Oh, cool.
And the one I want from there is the Beginning Gundam, where he holds the 3 beam sabers in between his hands,
fingers.
Yeah.
Because one of the characters of Build Fighters uses that.
The Wolverine Claws?
Yeah, so you know how the main characters the main team is two people? The Builder and the Fighter?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He just does both.
In some episodes they fight each other, like in exhibition matches, and that's the one he brings out the Beginning Gundam.
Oh, cool!
As a handicap because he's such a good pilot, and then the Builder gets to use the one that he's built, so the Build Strike. But he's a shitty pilot, right?
Yeah.
So that's how he loses. That's how they have their handicaps against each other.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then of course I bought an Xbox One.
Yeah, you did.
Xbox On.
Yeah. Now I talked about a lot of Titanfall last week. You guys got to play it.
You
tell me what you guys thought of Titanfall.
So fun.
Yeah, I realized that even adding a giant robot to my repertoire does not make me a better first-person shooter player.
No, does it?
I could defeat my opponents using cards and political standoffs, but no shootings. Yeah, no.
So I don't know. What do you guys think is way more important to this game? The robots or the mobility?
The burn cards.
Okay. All right.
The mobility.
You think the mobility?
Yeah, I think the mobility is the big thing
here. The robots is just there to like make you feel fun.
Like it's
like make
fun.
You feel like you're powerful.
Yeah, it feels like a vehicle replacement.
Yeah.
Like the robots are cool, but I could see this game easily having just like here's a hover tank.
Yes.
Instead.
I agree.
And it's also, it's really awesome. But just being able to double jump around areas, to wall run,
yeah,
to do all that stuff is so much fun. And when you get used to it, you can chain wall runs into jumps, yeah, and then, like, yeah, flying kick, yeah, people. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was noticing when you guys were playing, I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys are taking a very basic wall run in. I'm like, yeah. You just need more time with it, and then you'll get to...
I didn't know you could cling on to walls and just hang there.
I didn't know you could shoot people and kill them.
Hey.
Use a bullet, son.
The hey, more man. You know.
The more you know,
the
right?
The more you know. You guys like the grunts? You like that mechanic?
Oh, my God. I couldn't even kill the grunts.
The cool thing about the grunts is that, like you said, if you do just get matched into against a team of monsters,
yeah,
and they just dominate you, there are still things there to make you have a good time. It's not like Call of Duty where it's just like, oh, look, I got random lobbied into a clan match.
Yeah.
GG our team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just get rolled.
Yeah.
And it, like, that's not fun. It's like playing someone in a fighting game whose league's better than you. Mm-hmm. And it's like you don't learn anything.
Right.
Please.
Right.
And it's good that they still have that thing there where you can still gain points. You don't feel like mm-hmm. this match is a waste. And you,
yeah.
And also the good thing that your robot, that mm-hmm. your Titan, is not actually tied to any sort of kill streak
mm-hmm.
is great.
Yes.
Because that means everyone gets to have the robot.
Yeah.
And it's really fun. And if they lock that behind, like, oh, get 5 kills in a row
yeah.
on players,
yeah,
even worse, like, I think that wouldn't be... That would, like, hurt the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. So you guys like Titanfall?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I really like this game. Like, this is the game that, like, since Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, that I got that feeling like, oh, man, I cannot stop playing.
So you think Activision's going to buy Respawn and they're going to be back at square one?
They can. EA owns it.
True.
Yeah.
They're going to buy EA.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. But no, I'm super enjoying the Titanfall. Yeah. Really, really enjoy that game. You guys like that smart pistol, right?
Oh my god, that thing was hilarious!
I didn't get to use it, but I liked seeing it. It was cool.
You saw it in action when there's like 3 lock-ons and it's like dead.
Boom, 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 boom. I like the little trail it has, like how the bullet's gonna curve.
Yes.
Just some wanted shit.
Yeah. That gun is... It feels cheap, but... You saw what happened when I came up to like a real player.
Yeah, it was like one,
it took
two,
forever!
Beep, 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 yeah. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. You're dead by then.
Yeah. But no, so that's that. And as for Odin and Xbox One, I will say, welcome to modern gaming, where when you come home with a new console, do not expect to play it that day.
Because just mad updates.
So, one, you need an internet connection, and then it updates, and that takes like, I don't know, depending on your internet connection, it takes you like half an hour. And then I got the Titanfall bundle. It doesn't come with a disc.
A download code?
It's a download code. And that takes like another hour and a half. And there's patches, and well, you get the gist I'm going.
Wow, yeah. Sounds so. It's like opening a new PC for the first time, and it's like, oh, sick, blank OS. Oh wait, I gotta download all my Steam
games.
There's
so much setup you have involved, yeah. like all the apps, like YouTube, Netflix, Twitch. I had to download all of that.
You know, that's like my least favorite thing to do, right?
Yeah, setup it kind of sucks, but when it is all set up, I think it's a pretty cool console. You guys got to see.
Yeah, the Kinect. Kinect stuff really gets to you. It really makes you wonder, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how far we've come. You don't even have to touch your system to turn it on and get into your game.
I don't think you need to touch the controller to use most of its functions.
You don't. If you just want to watch YouTube or you just want to watch Twitch or Netflix, you don't need to touch the controller.
That's awesome.
Like, between the voice and the gesture controls, which are a little wonky. Like, it's not perfect.
Of course.
But they will get the job done.
Yeah.
That's sexist.
But it's pretty cool. I like it a lot. Even me.
Yeah.
Who, you know what? Okay, I'm gonna say it right now. I hate shuffling in Magic.
Yeah.
I hate shuffling in my deck. I love it when the computer just does it for me.
Oh, the auto. Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
How did you feel the Twitch beside my game?
Oh my god, that was insane. You were playing Twitch while playing Titanfall.
Yeah.
You were watching Twitch while playing Titanfall. So basically, I can watch Magic while playing Magic,
yes.
While talking about Magic with my friends,
yeah.
While we're playing Magic in real life.
Yeah. I think I might try and do Twitch broadcasts while watching Twitch.
while watching your own stream?
Just to see the delay.
Well, you can set it.
Yeah. But I just don't know what I would broadcast. Like, would people want to watch you play Titanfall?
Guys, yeah. Guys,
we're on a Titanfall.
Come on, we should just stream right now. 3 years in a basement.
Blade we and could. Anthony. So the great thing about the Twitch integration is you have the Kinect, right? So it will see you there as you're broadcasting. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, no, Xbox One's pretty cool. I enjoy it.
Excuse me. I think that those features are what's selling me on it right now. The Kinect feature.
It's not the game.
No.
It's the everything else. I agree. But I don't know if I would say that's worth $500.
Yeah.
Like, I would, like, if you just like the features, I don't know if you'll be able to just swallow that $500.
Mm.
Yeah. But so yeah, no. Good. So that was my week. Blavin, round out the show, please.
Oh, okay. So my week was filled with American TV.
Yeah. You know, before you start, we just got what we're laughing about here. Describe what you've just done with the Gundams.
So I recreated the scene from Star Wars Episode 2, The Clone Wars, where Anakin Skywalker is about to behead Count Dooku, but the role of Anakin Skywalker has been replaced by a Gundam X-Mao.
Yeah.
And just only because she's the only one that can kneel, Count Dooku
was
replaced.
Wow, sexist. Only she can kneel. What are you?
No, I tried to kneel.
Is it Gundam X now or Gundam EX?
It's Gundam X, the letter X.
Okay. Like, I tried to make Gundam X kneel, but because of his huge knee pads, he doesn't kneel properly. And Camper Amazing's feet are too big. He actually can't kneel. He can't, his legs can't move back because his thrusters are in the way.
Yeah.
So none of them can actually, like, so that, I was like, at the same time, I was like, man, Vince was right. This kid can do a lot. She can do a lot. I don't mean it to be sexist, guys. Come on, now.
You're only beheading the only female Gundam ever.
No. Yeah.
Wait.
Is Rising Gundam not female?
No, it's not a female.
No, it's not.
Really?
That, like, okay, Rain piloted it. But that doesn't make it a female
Gundam.
But it
was all pink.
Doesn't matter. This Gundam's Sailor Moon.
True.
Anyway.
Not making me feel bad. I was just, you know, posing for the sake of art.
I do like how they have appropriate beam lightsaber colors, though.
Am I right? Cause that's another reason I picked Mao, because he had the green ones and Dooku had the red ones.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Well, a blue one would have been better, because he had Obi-Wan's and his.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, please. What you been doing with your week?
I've been watching Archer.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about this.
Yeah, so I started watching season 4. I'm one episode away from the finale. It's so funny. Archer is definitely a show that I would recommend to anyone. So the premise is that there's a group called ISIS, and they are a spy counterintelligence group, and they're basically a dysfunctional team. And Archer, the titular character, is the son of the owner of ISIS, and he's just basically a big man baby.
Yeah.
But he's also James Bond type character. So he's deadly in combat, but a terrible, terrible person otherwise. It's a pretty good show. I really, really like it. And it had a crossover with Bob's Burgers because I think it's made by the same people.
The same voice actor who acts Bob in Bob's Burgers is the same voice actor as who does Archer.
Oh, all right.
So it's really, really good. I really like it. So I definitely recommend it. So far, the quality's been very good. I think this is one of the stronger seasons. It's just, maybe it's just because all the characters are already established in my mind, and there's a lot of in jokes. But I really, really like it a lot. Another thing I've been doing with my week is that I have started playing a new card game. It's called Legend of the Five Rings.
Oh, that's what this is.
Yeah, so okay. Legend of the Five Rings is a card game where there are 9 different clans in this dynasty, and they're all fighting each other. So the clans are Crane, Crab, Scorpion, Lion, Dragon, Unicorn, Spider, Phoenix, and I am missing one more, which I can't, Mantis. And they all have different, like, I guess, roles in the dynasty. So the Scorpion guys are all about assassins and geishas, and the Crane guys are honorable duelists, the Phoenix people are magicians, the Crab people defend, you know, the outer lands with their walls and whatnot.
Right.
And yeah, so it's very cool. I played it. It's kind of confusing to get into because it has a lot of different rules than Magic the Gathering. At first glance, it looks like a copy of it, but I mean, there's no stack. There's no reacting to other people very often anyway. And so it's much different. What I like about it is that it has four different win conditions. You can either dishonor your opponent by getting them kicked out of, you know, the royal court, honor yourself, or basically make yourself favorable in the eyes of the court, destroy their provinces, or have five different elemental rings in play, which is a little difficult. Another thing, too, about this game is that it's recently had a reboot in a new edition called Ivory Edition. They've made the rules a little more streamlined, and they also addressed that there was a huge, huge power creep in the last edition that they had. So this is their attempt at having a new player base come in. And the game has been around, I think, since 1995.
Whoa, 20 years?
Yeah, so... That's nuts. Yeah, I haven't heard much about it besides that, so... besides now, so I don't know where it's been, but maybe it's not just popular here.
Yeah.
But then we talked to one of our friends who plays Magic, and he's been playing it for a long time. So it's pretty crazy. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with it. The clans I picked were the Scorpion Clan, who are the Geishas and Assassins, the Crane Clan with the Duelists, and the Crab Clan, who are like all defense, which is the thing I like. And yeah, no, it's been pretty fun. Yeah.
I like all the different win conditions.
Yeah, the different win conditions are really cool. It gives a little more diversity, and of course, there's obviously going to be the top tier tactics, you know what I mean? So, there's always going to be one deck that's going to be better, but I think they're trying to make it a little more fair this time around.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys should know that I have not played in a competitive Magic event for a week.
Wow!
I have casted spells because I've had to teach people Magic and whatnot. But I have not played in an actual competitive event in a little while.
And why are you like just done?
I don't know.
You taking a break?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just taking a break.
Are you just like, yo, moving on?
I don't know.
Grass is greener over there.
Legend of Five Rings over there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All these cards are so cheap.
It's just, I don't know. I think right now, it's a love-hate relationship. Me and Magic are... We're on good terms. I mean, we still talk once in a while, but, I mean...
Things are different now,
Things are different now, you know, but I think... After Magic
told me something, I was just like, I didn't feel that.
But I think now we'll be okay. I think this week I'll be back on the train, maybe. We'll see.
Cool.
We'll see how I feel. All right, that's my week.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the end of the show.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, and be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm the most entertaining man on the planet.
Apparently you are.
No, not really, though. I still like... I still always favorite Vince's tweets instead of Anthony's.
Ah!
God!
As it should be.
You favorited one of my tweets. I know. It felt so good.
Did it? Oh, did it make your day?
Delicious.
No, but it felt so good.
I unfavorited it today.
Damn!
Oh. Man, I asked whatever. What tweet this was that you favorited?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Oh.
Well, hopefully it's one about you saying Dark Souls is hard.
Probs.
Oh,
I don't think I've tweeted that yet. Maybe I should tweet that.
Yeah.
Dark Souls is hard.
Yeah, I don't think anybody else has done that in the world. I think that's still the original.
No, I think the most original one is Dark Souls is easy.
That'd be really good.
Yeah. Or Dark Souls is that's
hey, okay. Funny thing, did you guys know that I just finally learned how to zoom in with my iPhone?
Oh, pinch?
Yeah.
Like on a camera or like on a webpage?
TJ's face at me was the best just now. It's one of those, he's looking down, then he slowly looks up, like, and then he makes a grin. He's like, what the hell? Yeah, it's mind blown, guys. Yeah. Many, many picture opportunities have been missed because I did not know this.
Don't worry about it. I almost never use it.
Really?
Yeah.
I use it all the time.
I don't, man. Digital Zoom sucks.
Ah, whatever.
Digital Zoom.
I do what I got to do, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, next week you can look forward to Need for Speed.
Oh my god, really?
Wait, really?
I don't know. Jeez.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast.
Gotta go fast. See ya.